We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is, it always has been, the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Oh, Monday. Donkey of the day for Monday, August 1st, goes to a 49-year-old sucker named Mark Hall. Mark Hall was arrested Tuesday and charged with 9 counts of simple assault enhanced by hate crime. I promise you, man, we just need to change this country to the United States of Anxiety, because this world we live in, man, will keep you in a constant state of anxiousness, okay? Cortisol levels always high because of things that we are constantly witnessing. They tell us, watch what you take in mentally, emotionally. How? How, when I'm constantly bombarded by the worst this society has to offer? My grandmother used to say in the 1990s that this is the worst time she's ever seen, and I constantly think, what would she say about what's happening now? And I also just want to apologize to my parents and grandparents and every adult who I thought was being overly paranoid and overly protective, because the way this anxiety thing is set up, I'm not just anxious because of things that I may face for myself. I'm more anxious for what my kids have to deal with. So I understand now, okay? Because you got people like Mark Hall on this planet who think it's perfectly okay to record themselves threatening to hit 9 black children on a bicycle with his vehicle. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to NBC News for the report, please.
We are not airing this video because we do not own the footage, but we have reviewed it. It shows a man driving down a residential street toward 9 black teenagers on bicycles. He utters the words 50 points. Then the teenagers move out of the way. He then calls them stupid and calls them the N-word. We spoke with some of the children in the video and their parents today. They tell us this happened Sunday afternoon. Monday, the video was shared thousands of times on social media. Parents of the 9 children went to the Ripley Police Department earlier today to press charges against the driver. Mark Hall is charged with 9 counts of enhanced simple assault. The Tippah County Sheriff's Office says these charges are enhanced due to the actions and language used in the video towards the teenagers.
This is not tolerated anymore. We're not brushing anything under the rug. We're not going to look the other way. We're not being politically correct. We're going to stand our ground. We're going to stand up, and we will be heard. Period.
I don't know, man. I be trying to come up with, you know, witty things to say about some of this stuff. The reality is I just want people like Mark Hall to get their ass kicked. Actually, I want people like Mark Hall to disappear, vanish, abracadabra. Okay, we have no use for people like this. This is why Thanos wanted to snap away half the population. And I promise you, if Thanos was more selective about who got snapped and not just random, you know, snap selection, more people would have been on board with what he was trying to do. And look, the snap could happen on a case-by-case basis like this. All right? This guy, Mark Hall, is 49, and he's acting like the lives of our children is a game. Threatening to hit 9 black children, you know, threatening to hit 9 black children, like, screaming out 50 points. You know what I mean? Like, think about that. Then if I, as a father, pull out a pistol and start playing Call of Duty with his vehicle, I'm wrong. And the fact he was only charged with simple assault, since when is hitting people with a car, threatening to hit someone with a car, considered simple assault? And he was released on a $45,000 bond? The city said all they could do was simple assault. That's the only crime they saw? Of course it was, because violence against black people is never actually considered violence. Okay, why do we just let people like that back out on the street? If this man is racist and fool up enough to record himself threatening to hit young black kids on bicycles with his car, what has he shown, y'all, that says he should be back on these streets? Okay, clearly he's not capable of making good decisions, all right? At least make his bond a lot higher so it's harder for him to get back on the street, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm just in a mood this morning because it's Monday, but violence feels like sometimes it's the only answer, okay? Some of these people just need their ass beat. They have never had to deal with the consequences of any of their actions. If you're going to let him out, let Mark Hall have to have a conversation face-to-face with some of these kids' parents. No weapons, no firearms, just a conversation between Mark Hall and the fathers and uncles, brothers of some of these kids, and whatever happens, happens, because I don't have any answers for these racists in their racist ways. Other than, okay, when they knuck, we must buck. Okay? And if they buck, we must knuck. Do you really think a racist judicial system is capable of providing justice for acts of racism? Ha! Please let Chelsea Handler give Mark Hall the biggest ER.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Kathy Griffin wants some on this
Please
Monday morning?
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Chris Rock, you know, you haven't said much about the slap. Do you have anything to say about this?
Cracker ass cracker.
Okay. All right.
One more.
Cracker.
That's my girl.
You be forgetting that one.
I do be forgetting her. Now, she's my favorite one, too.
Cracker.
All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, when we come back, we got the positive note and more. And again, we got 3 weeks left to my car show. Goes down Atlantic City. Celebrity calls from artists like 50 Cent, Fat Joe. Shout to Turkey Leg Hut and Trey. They'll be coming through. Also, Meek Mill, Lil Uzi Vert, and so many more. It's a family fun day, so there's kids for there's rides for the kids. There's carnival games. Kids 5 and under are free. So that's Atlantic City, August 20th. So we want to see you guys come out. And if you got some cars, we'd love to put your cars in the show. Just email me, djnvcarshow@gmail.com. All right? All right, when we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.